Hello and welcome back to GreekPod101.com, the fastest, easiest, and most fun way to learn Greek. Beginner, Season 1, Lesson 15. Everybody in Greece has them. I'm Faye.
Chrissy here.
What are we learning in this lesson?
We are looking at the verb echo, to have, in the second and third persons.
The conversation takes place in front of a cinema in Athens.
It's between Petra Gordon and her Greek host, Danai.
The characters are friends, so the conversation is informal.
Let's listen. Petra, έχεις το εισιτήριό σου. Παιδιά, εσείς έχετε τα δικά σας.
Ναι, το έχω. Μην ανησυχείς. Και τα παιδιά έχουν τα εισιτήριά τους. Τους τα έδωσα εγώ.
Οπότε μπαίνουμε.
Πάμε. And now, let's listen to the slow version.
Και τώρα, πιο αργά. Πέτρα, έχεις το εισιτήριό σου. Παιδιά, εσείς έχετε τα δικά σας.
Ναι, το έχω. Μην ανησυχείς. Και τα παιδιά έχουν τα εισιτήριά τους. Τους τα έδωσα εγώ.
Οπότε μπαίνουμε.
Πάμε. And now with the English translation.
Και τώρα στα αγγλικά. Πέτρα, έχεις το εισιτήριό σου. Παιδιά, εσείς έχετε τα δικά σας.
Petra, do you have your ticket? Kids, do you have yours? Ναι, το έχω. Μην ανησυχείς. Και τα παιδιά έχουν τα εισιτήριά τους. Τους τα έδωσα εγώ. Yes, I have it. Don't worry. And the kids have their tickets too. I gave them to them.
Οπότε μπαίνουμε.
So, shall we head in? Πάμε. Let's go. I remember a few years back a popular Greek song saying something about Therina cinema. What is this?
Oh, this is deep Greek popular culture. Up until 10 or 15 years ago, there were these open-air summer cinemas in almost every neighborhood of Athens.
You mean like a drive-in?
Yes, but without the cars.
And people liked this thing?
Oh yes, it was great. A summer breezy night, the stars above your head, and you watching your favorite movie with a cold beer. Wonderful.
They don't exist now?
Only a few. Now, almost all cinemas are multiplexes, with 5 to 10 theaters.
But people still go to the movies, don't they?
Not so much as they used to, thanks to home theaters, DVDs, the internet, etc.
Oh well, what can we do?
Not much. We can go to our vocabulary, though.
Okay, let's. Let's take a look at the vocabulary for this lesson. First, we have...
Έχεις.
You have.
Έχεις. Έχεις.
Next.
Εισιτήριο.
Ticket.
Εισιτήριο. Εισιτήριο.
Next.
Σου.
Your.
Σου. Σου.
Next.
Έχετε.
You have. Plural.
Έχετε. Έχετε.
Next.
Δικά σας.
Your. Plural.
Δικά σας. Δικά σας.
Next.
Έδωσα.
I gave.
Έδωσα. Έδωσα.
Next.
Οπότε.
So.
Οπότε. Οπότε.
Next.
Μπαίνουμε.
We enter.
Μπαίνουμε. Μπαίνουμε.
Next.
Πάμε.
We go. Let's go.
Πάμε. Me. Pame.
Let's take a closer look at some of the words and phrases from this lesson. Just to get this out of the way, what does pame mean?
It means we go or we are going. But it is also used as an exclamation or a prompt, very similar to the English let's go.
Can you say it that way for us?
Sure. Pame.
Okay. And what does mipos mean?
Something like maybe or is there any chance that...
An example?
Mipos μπορείτε να μου πείτε πώς να πάω στην Ακρόπολη. Maybe you could tell me how I can go to the Acropolis.
So it's a way to be more polite?
Yes. Or to express doubt. Mipos na min pao ya banyo is something like, maybe I shouldn't go for a swim.
I think I got it. Now, let's talk about su.
This is a big subject, which we will leave for a future lesson. It's worth a lesson by itself.
Okay, but let's introduce it now.
Well, su is a personal pronoun. It's the second person singular. The first person is mu, and the third person is tu for masculine, this for feminine, and tu for neuter.
And they mean?
My, your, his, hers, and its. They are used very often in Greek, so we have to deal with them in detail.
Can you give some examples of them?
Sure. Το βιβλίο μου, my book. Ο υπολογιστής σου, your computer. Η γλώσσα μου, my language. Το αυτοκίνητό της, her car. Το σπίτι του, his house. Listeners, try to repeat those and look them up in the PDF. Το βιβλίο μου, ο υπολογιστής σου, η γλώσσα μου, το αυτοκίνητό της, το σπίτι του.
Very useful indeed.
Yes, but since we also have the pronouns εγώ, εσύ, αυτός, etc., it will be better to stick to those for now.
Shall we move on to our main grammar point?
Yes, let's go. Or, as we said before, πάμε.
Πάμε. So, in this lesson, our focus is the second and third persons of the verb έχω.
To have.
Actually, we have the second and third person singular and plural, as well as the complete present tense of the verb.
A very useful verb.
Sure it is. Let's see. The second person is...
Εσύ έχεις και εσείς έχετε.
You have, singular, and you have, plural.
Remember also that the second person, plural, is also the polite form.
Right. Can we have some examples?
Εσύ έχεις ένα κόκκινο αυτοκίνητο means you, singular, have a red car. Repeat this, listeners. Εσύ έχεις ένα κόκκινο αυτοκίνητο.
And plural?
Εσείς έχετε εισιτήρια για τη συναυλία. You, plural, have tickets to the concert. Repeat that too. Εσείς έχετε εισιτήρια για τη συναυλία.
And the third person?
Αυτός, or αυτή, έχει ένα σπίτι στην εξοχή, means he or she has a house in the country.
And plural?
Αυτοί, or αυτές, έχουν πολλά χρήματα, means they, masculine or feminine, have a lot of money.
Oh, that's right. The third person plural in Greek is gendered.
Right. So while in English we say they for groups or either or both genders, in Greek we have to show whether they are masculine, feminine or neuter.
How about an example with a neuter gender?
Αυτό το σπίτι έχει ωραία θέα means this house has a beautiful view. This is singular. But όλα αυτά τα δωμάτια έχουν κλιματισμό means all these rooms have air conditioning.
Right. So if we put them all together, like in a conjugation table?
Here goes. Εγώ έχω. I have. Εσύ έχεις. You have. Αυτός, αυτή, αυτό έχει. He, she, it has. Εμείς έχουμε. We have. Εσείς έχετε. You have. Αυτοί, αυτές, αυτά έχουν. They have.
That's not so hard.
No. You have to remember that all verbs have a part that doesn't change, the stem, and a part that does change, what follows the stem. In the verb echo, the stem is ech.
And the part after the stem, o, tells us which person the verb is in.
Right.
And all these are in the PDF?
Yes, with examples and everything.
Do we also have examples of the negative and interrogative forms?
Yes, although, like we have said before, these are very easy in Greek.
Can we explain again why?
For the negative, we just add the particle then, between the pronoun and the verb. And for the interrogative, we just add a question mark to the declarative or, if we are talking, raise our pitch on the accented syllable.
Right, that's enough for this lesson. Be sure to download the PDF.
Listeners, do you know the reason flashcards are so popular?
It's because they work.
We've taken this time-tested studying tool and modernized with my word bank flashcards.
Learn vocabulary using your eyes and ears.
It's simple and powerful. Save difficult and interesting words to your personal vocabulary list, called My Word Bank.
Master words in your My Word Bank by practicing with flashcards.
Words in My Word Bank come with audio, so you learn proper pronunciation,
while you learn to recognize words by sight.
Go to GreekPod101.com now and try My Word Bank and flashcards today. Yeah.
Bye.
Πέτρα, έχεις το εισιτήριό σου. Παιδιά, εσείς έχετε τα δικά σας.
Ναι, το έχω. Μην ανησυχείς. Και τα παιδιά έχουν τα εισιτήριά τους. Τους τα έδωσα εγώ.
Οπότε μπαίνουμε.
Πάμε.